What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Wow. It is a pleasure to announce that I am back for the 2025 NFL season. Give, kind of an update of what happened. Somebody hacked my account password on my account. Cannot post episodes. I can still like do the audio and stuff, but I cannot see. It wasn't Instagram. I just cannot post anything on the podcasting app. So I couldn't post any audio. So it was gone for a while. I meant to do an NFL draft review. You know, I would have done an episode here and there, but I wouldn't have done too much. But now I'm back for the season. What up, what up? Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. Back at it. We're in season 4, episode 1. I'm really hoping I can get this interview done kind of soon. Who even knows if that happens? But I'm really hoping it happens. Would be great, great experience. We're going to be talking about, obviously today we're talking about week 1. You know, I'm really excited. I went to Falcons training camp over the summer. And speaking of the Falcons, I started a Falcons fan page. If you do not follow that, I highly recommend you do. I've been doing a great job putting a lot of work into that. You know, even I run and I post most stuff, but I've also, you know, been working with Rush Williams, David Owens, all those guys are working as well. Rush's account is doing absolutely phenomenal on the FSU side of things. No way he listens to this episode, but it's worth saying. If you're listening to this, thank you very much. If you have not followed us on Instagram at Bach Fantasy Talk, I highly recommend you do. I don't have much else to get into. Enough about talking about myself. Let's get into week 1. Thursday Night Football, Cowboys, Packers, and you may be thinking, sorry, I'm a little sick. My voice will be a little raspy. You may be thinking that Micah Parsons trade is a bad trade. And I'm here to tell you, after, you know, thinking about it, I don't think it's as bad as you think. The Parsons contract's a lot, right? Dallas really does not have that much room. And in a sense, think of it of like the Juan Soto deal, which, you know, Juan Soto goes away, but you even get Bellinger, Goldschmidt, Max Fried. Like, now they can sign. They just extended Deron Bland. You can go on and get other buddy. They freed up some cap space for this year. So they're going to be fine the next few years. Ooh, this is not good for my voice. I'm going to keep going. And Dak Prescott's deal is hefty. And obviously, I don't think this team was able to contend with Parsons there. Because the time, the window's done. The Parsons window is done. This contract is a lot of money on the books. And year 3 and 4 of the deal is going to be $64 and $68 million. That's $21 million pushed into a void year. So they're pushing a lot of money back in Green Bay. Good for them in Green Bay going all at it. But Dallas wasn't going to be able to contend. So this is their best chance of, you know, you got Dak Prescott, you're paying CeeDee Lamb, now you're paying Deron Bland, you're paying Trayvon Diggs. Obviously, you don't have that elite pass rusher you normally had. DeMarcus Lawrence was lost in free agency. But now you can go out and sign other guys. And you got to realize these first-round picks, if you hit on them, they're very cheap and you can do very well. Now, these are going to be high first-round picks, with the Packers being a top-5 team in the league. But it's something to know. I think they're in a good spot. Monday Night Football, I'll talk about my approach this year in fantasy. For the first time ever, I kind of just went best available. I was like, you know, if something falls and I don't have any running backs by round 5, that's what happened. And I'm still very confident in my team. I think it's going to start being for me taking best available and taking younger guys. You know, I think Ashton Jeanty is getting a lot of hate. I think he's going to be very, very good this year. I think the Cowboys are getting a lot of hate. I think it'll be good as well. But we're going to head into week 1. Let's talk about fantasy. That's what we're here for. Dallas is going to be a little bit below 500 season. Still got that solid enough offensive line. Don't have any run games. So Dak Prescott is a top 12 quarterback, arguably top 10 in fantasy. George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are 100% plays. Eagles, obviously, you're going to play everybody on the Philadelphia side of the ball. I even think you're going to play Philadelphia's defense. At the end of the episode, we'll go through my game picks and what defense is. But, you know, Hurts, Saquon, I even think you'll play Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. I'm going to tell you, here are guys I don't like this fantasy season at all. Let me go. I'm going to my league, and then I'm going to go to – man, this is slow. Here's who I don't like. I'm not a huge fan of Justin Jefferson just because it's the hamstring injury. I kind of stayed away from him. I think he was the sixth best player. I think CeeDee Lamb and Jamar Chase are better receivers. I don't like Puka Nacua. There's the Stafford back injury kills me, and I hate when people say, well, Bach, he's, you know, you can't say a guy's going to get injured. He is injured. He did not do much training camp. I'm not in on Puka Nacua. I'm really in on Ashton Gentry, I'll tell you that. A-Chain, I don't think is going to be great just because he already got injured. I think it's going to be a great play. I still think his ADP is a little high. Jonathan Taylor is just a crappy offense. It's a little concerning. Completely fine, you know, with all these guys. I think T. Higgins is going to be really good. I don't love Kyron Williams just because of the Stafford thing. I don't like James Cook. Don't like Tyreek Hill. Don't like Devontae Adams. Terry McLaurin's a little scary for me. I think you can get Terry McLaurin very high in your league after a couple weeks because, like, you can see the Brandon Ayuk, where Brandon Ayuk held out of camp a lot. Comes back a little slow, so it'd be questionable what happened to Ayuk. Happens with a lot of other guys, so I don't think Terry McLaurin's really in it. I think JSN's going to be a very interesting guy who either wins or loses your league. I still think Kamara's a very high value. Chuba Hubbard's a little scary. I would not even touch DK Metcalf or Patrick Mahomes. I think Xavier Worthy is one of those guys we're going to look back at the end of the year and be like, damn, this guy lost me in my league, or he absolutely won me in my league. I think that's what he's going to be this year. I think the same with DJ Moore. I think the same with Cortland Sutton, Tet McMillan, other guys like that. I think Jalen Waddle is like one of those guys who like, he could be good. J-Mo, I don't know about Travis Hunter. Like, you kind of get in the sixth and seventh round, and you're just like, ah, man, I don't know. Like, it's just concerned. Aaron Jones, stay away from him, please. He's not going to be good. I don't think Ruma Dunze is going to be that great either. Going back to the game, Tampa Bay and Falcons, man, I think you should play Ibuka this week. Over-under's a little bit higher than usual, but I think that will be a very, very intriguing option. Obviously, you know, Bucky, Irving, Baker, Mike Evans are plays. Falcons side of the ball. Obviously, I think Penix is going to be a good play this week. It kind of stinks. We're having to use our backup right tackle, but I'm obviously cool with Penix this week. I'm cool with Bijan. Obviously, Drake London is going to be interesting. I think you still got to play Pitts and see how that does. I'm telling you, Kyle Pitts breakout year. Yeah, it's so funny on TikTok. It ain't going to happen this year. Hate to break it to you. Cincinnati and Cleveland. Obviously, you're playing Joe Burrow, Chase Brown, T. Higgins, and Jamar Chase. Playing them all year. I don't even think I have to say it. Cleveland side of the ball, and I don't think Judkins is going to play. So, I think Dylan Sampson is the backup running back who you are 100% going to play. You're 100% going to play Judy this week. I think Cleveland wins that game as well. Miami side of the ball, I think you obviously play Tua, Tyreek, Waddle, A-Chain. Obviously, if he goes, I think Jalen Wright's a little bit of a stash this year. Indianapolis, I think Tyler Warren is going to finish as a top three tight end. You heard that here. And at the end of the year, I'm going to come back to this and be like, yeah, I was right. Obviously, you're playing Jonathan Taylor. I think Pittman's an interesting play with Daniel Jones at quarterback. Watching preseason, I sat down and I watched the Ravens-Colts game. I was loving what they were doing for Tyler Warren. Guys, you got to realize when a guy gets picked 14th overall at the tight end position, there's two guys in the top 14. You are going to want to play that guy because he is going to be having plays for him. Tyler Warren, honestly, could have been the first tight end off the board. I think it was kind of a Brock Bowers situation where people are like, man, I know tight end positional value is low, but I'm going to take him this year. I think Tyler Warren is an exceptional play. Throughout the whole season. Obviously, Brock Bowers is going to be good. New England side of the ball, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Drake May does along with Stephon Diggs. Obviously, Trayvon Henderson is getting picked very high. I think you're going to be able to trade for Trayvon Henderson after a couple weeks just because it's going to be slow with Ramondre being out the gate. It's also $204 get-in price in New England. That's pretty sweet. So I would be very excited for New England. I want to say this year, but definitely in the future. Vegas, obviously, I'm going to feel great about Genty this week. I think Geno's almost in play this week. New England spent a ton of money this offseason. It's going to be interesting. Arizona, I think Trey McBride's going to score a lot of touchdowns this year. I think it's going to be the year where, obviously, he didn't score much last year. He's going to be scoring a lot this year. I think Kyler Murray, I think Marvin, James Conner. Obviously, James Conner might be the play of the week here. If I had to pick a play of the week, it would be him against New Orleans. New Orleans guys are going to be so bad. I'm not just saying that because I'm a diehard Falcons fan. I'm saying that because they are going to be absolutely awful. New Orleans, I think the only guy I'm going to play from New Orleans is Alvin Kamara just because there's going to be a lot of checkdowns. He's going to be a PPR machine. Also, is he going to last? That's the question. I forget who the Saints' backup quarterback is. Or running back, excuse me. It's Kendre Miller, yeah. It's going to be a Kamara year for sure. Pittsburgh and New York. there's no one I really like this week, honestly. Like, if you have a guy, obviously, I guess you got to play Garrett Wilson. But I just, there's no one I love that week. I just don't think it's the lowest over-under the whole week. And it's two guys changing systems. Aaron Rodgers coming back. Obviously, I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers guy, but man, I think his time's done. Throws a pretty ball still, but it's going to be very interesting this game. I wish I could watch this game, but I will be screaming at TV for the Falcons game, and I'll be screaming at the Auburn game the night before. Giants and Washington. I you know, I'm really high on the Giants this year, and I'm also really low on Washington. I'm trying to figure out the comparison. You know when, you know, a season is so good, and, you know, you kind of riding in high the next year. You go sign these veteran guys who are kind of getting old. I'm trying to think of comparison, but that's what Washington feels like right now. It kind of feels like the year after the Rams won the Super Bowl. Obviously, they have Jayden Daniels. He's a great quarterback, but I think it's going to be a slow start for Terry. They have no running game, really, in the running back. Obviously, the O-line's, I think they lost a guard, but I don't think Washington's like, I think New York, I don't think they have a quarterback problem now, obviously. I think Malik Nabers is in line for an excellent year, and he's my dark horse for Offensive Player of the Year. I still think Tyrone Tracy is the guy. I'm not in on Cam Scadabo. Curious to see what Dart does, but I like how they're giving him time. And I don't think Russ is a fantasy option at all this week, but I think it's an intriguing. There's going to be a lot to learn this week. Obviously, there is every week, but I feel like there's a lot more turnover than usual, just kind of looking at this season. It's more of a transition season, I feel like. Like, Carolina, you're going to figure out, is Bryce Young going to be there a while? Jacksonville, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is the answer. And, you know, I was kind of thinking about this the other day. Like, guys who were good in college and guys who were good in the NFL. And you always remember the guys who are good in the NFL. Like, you could be great in college. Like, Trevor Lawrence did not lose a game until the championship game of his sophomore year. And he was playing as a true freshman quarterback. And he was such a good college quarterback, but I don't think I remember him for that because he's been so bad in Jacksonville. And you can say they've changed a lot of coaches. At some point, it comes down on him. I think Doug Peterson was great, but it kind of just, he's just kind of got a little unlucky towards the end of his 10 years, I feel like. I think Tennessee makes the playoffs. I think they win their division. I think Tennessee is the team this year that surprises people. They got a quarterback. Really under the radar. First overall pick. I think Tennessee is the team to watch this year. Sorry, I'm sick. So I'm a little tired. Denver. I think Denver is going to be great, too. I just think the concerning part for me and the really interesting part about this season is... Where's the Chiefs game, by the way? Oh, it's on Friday. Is that the division is the hardest it's ever been for Kansas City. And, I mean, the Raiders are still good now. The Raiders got better. Chargers improved. Chargers lost Slater, which is tough. But all these teams improved. I think it's going to be very interesting who wins this division. I think two teams from this division are obviously – well, one of them obviously makes playoffs. But I think there will be at least two teams in the playoffs. I think Kansas City is going to be very interesting to see how they use their receiving weapons. I think – you know, the Taylor Swift stuff, you know, good for them, but I think it's a distraction. I think this is also Travis Kelce's last year, too. So I think that's something to know. I think you're going to see, I think it's Kelce's last year. I really do. I think he's on his way out. I think he's going to retire, get married, and do the podcast, which honestly is a lot easier than playing football. San Francisco and Seattle, I think San Francisco wins the division this year. I still think they're going to be very good. I was also thinking about this today. You're starting to see in the league, obviously there's been, you know, like the Belichick tree. The Shanahan tree has been there a while, but there's also starting to be the McVay tree. And I think that's something to kind of note throughout the league. Like, you got Kevin O'Connell. Obviously, Raheem Morris was the head coach before McVay, but he got Raheem Morris another job. And then Zach Robinson's the offensive coordinator. So I think this is very interesting matchup. I also think San Francisco wins the division. So I got San Francisco this game. I think Seattle's O-line isn't good enough. I think JSN's going to be one of the more interesting plays. So is Kenneth Walker. I just hate watching games in Seattle, so I can't do it. Detroit and Green Bay. I think this is obviously the game of the week. This is the game I'll be watching once it hits 3:20. I'm a little overreaction on the Parsons thing with the media with his injury. I'm not going to sit here and say that the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. but I'm going to say they're going to be close. I also don't think Detroit is going to downgrade as much as the media is saying, just because I was curious. I looked up. I also don't think Aaron Glenn is a good coach at all. I think he gave up way too many points on defense, and the defense was good. I don't think Aaron Glenn deserves a head coaching job. I think Aaron Glenn is going to be out of New York in 2 to 3 years, and I don't think the Jets are going to make the playoffs for the next 3 years. And Casey Comerford, listen to this. They're in an awful spot. I hate when the Jets are doing, by the way. Awful. But I think it's very interesting. Detroit, it's not like they, you know, obviously they kept Dan Campbell, but it's not like Detroit went and got another offensive coordinator from a different system. They just promoted a guy. And yes, Ben Johnson, obviously you want to keep him. It's a downgrade. They're still going to be good in Detroit. Like, nothing really changed with that roster to where they're not going to be good. Houston and the Rams, I don't think Houston wins the division. I think everybody's picking them. I also said this last year, but I think they're a team to watch. The Los Angeles Rams, it all just depends on Stafford. If Stafford is healthy, they make the playoffs. They make a run. It's Stafford's last year. I'm telling you, it's Stafford and Kelsey's last year. Stafford's done after this year. Very interesting to see what the Rams do in the next draft quarterback-wise. I think they're probably the – if I had to pick a team to take quarterback in the next draft, I would take New Orleans, Pittsburgh, and the Rams. So just something really interesting to watch this season. That game's going to be very interesting. Baltimore and Buffalo, it's the game of the night, guys. It's the game of the night. Game of the night. I mean, game of the week. Going to be an awesome game. Sit, watch some pizza, see how the pledges are doing. Game of the night. Minnesota and Chicago. Awesome game. It's going to be awesome. J.J. McCarthy's first start. Ben Johnson's first game in Chicago. It's going to be incredible. I'm really excited to see how the Chicago offense is this offseason. Because obviously, you know, every time you say, you know, Chicago's the offseason winners every year. I think this team's going to be very good. If not this year, they're at least going to win 7 to 8 games. They're going to be very, very good the following year. I think Chicago has a great future. I'd be very happy about that. The problem with the media is they've ruined quarterbacks. Like, I believe Zach Wilson could have been a very good quarterback just based off watching him after Aaron Rodgers went down. Obviously, he kind of got thrown in the fire and that was not expected for him the whole season. I think the media is starting to ruin Caleb Williams. I really do. It's a little concerning to me because you got it, like, back, I'd say about 10 years ago, you give quarterbacks about 2 to 3 years, especially Jameis and Mariota. They were really bad. They gave him 3 to 4 years, both of those guys. You're lucky if you get 3 to 4 years this, like now. Like Anthony Richardson, he needs time. He should not have been playing. Honestly, the first year and a half, it should have just been Flacco all the way. He kind of got rushed in. I thought he was going to be really good until he hurt his shoulder, but also I'm just saying that because he was really good at fantasy. That's something to note. You know, I'll pick my division winners because I'll come back and listen to this at the end of the season and see how I did. I'm taking the Bills. Pretty easy. Also taking the Ravens. Very easy again for me. I'm taking the Titans as my sleeper one. I still think the Chiefs are too good. And the Chiefs get it done again. East, taking the Eagles. Pretty simple. North, I'm going to take the Lions, man. Still going to take the Lions. South, taking the Falcons. West, I'm taking the Niners. Defenses I like this week. Philly, Indianapolis, Miami, New England, Arizona, Pittsburgh and New York, Washington, Denver, San Fran. Chicago. Dallas Eagles, give me the Eagles. Kansas City Chargers, give me the Chargers. Tampa Bay Birds, give me the Birds. Cincinnati, Cleveland, biggest upset of the week, give me Cleveland. Miami in Indianapolis, I'll take Indianapolis. Vegas and New England. New England always seems to win week one. I'll take New England. Arizona, New Orleans, Arizona, F the Saints. Pittsburgh and New York, taking Rodgers. Not a fan of Aaron Glenn. New York and Washington, give me New York, sneaky upset. Carolina, Jacksonville. I don't believe in Carolina. I don't get the hype. I don't care if they're in the division. They gave up the most points last year of a defense ever. I don't care if it was 18 games. Can anybody name me who Carolina added on the defensive side of the ball? That's what I thought. Jacksonville, Carolina's overrated. Tennessee, Denver. I'm not taking Tennessee yet. Give me Denver. Niners and Seahawks, Niners. Detroit and Green Bay. Hype is cute. Give me Detroit. Houston and the Rams, take the Rams. B-more and Buffalo, take the home team once again. This one, give me Buffalo. Minnesota and Chicago, I got Minnesota. Sorry, Ben Johnson. Your era is not going to start out well, and they're going to talk about you the next day on Get Up, which is unacceptable. You know, go follow the Falcons page. Give it some love. I'm going to be posting a lot on it this week. I'll be posting this Wednesday. At the time I'm recording, it's September 2nd, 8:26 p.m. on a Tuesday. Sorry, my voice is not what it sounds like, but hey, it's going to be a fun season. I drafted a lot of teams. I put them on my stories. If you got any questions, always feel free to DM me. Actually, Stephon Diggs will be out week one. He plans for Stephon Diggs to be out on the field for week one. Okay, yeah, so that does not switch my pick at all. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. We will talk to you in a week. I'll be giving a lot longer episodes, a lot more in-depth this year because I will not be exhausted anymore. Follow me on Falcons Focus. Follow me on Bach Fans Talk. Like always, we'll see you next time.